physical body, but if it can be physically possible for a person to immerse his body in ice, if somebody has an organism of good that could be immersed in ice, it would be a good feeling. All that the Shem would say, that you can be tangled in shalik, why shouldn't you be able to be tangled in ice? What is the difference between shalik and ice? Ice is harder. So, being serious, it's impossible to immerse something in ice. In shalik, it's being serious, possible. So it has enough water. But if it's blocked by ice, so mainly it prevents you. That seems to be a very simple test. However, the strange thing is the Gilgamesh Mashal, after we go to Shum Kriya Samayim, which you was in Chocha Mechol, the Baizi Karo, Kosafti, they is a Kipriya, the little Sifu Amit Gimel. So there it says, in Sifu Amit Gimel, what the Rambam says, that's the Kasha that the Christian to praise us against Rambam, Kol Shetkhilas Biyosim Namayim, Ki Yafkushim Adumim Madbilim Bein, Umadbilim Bein, Shal Dogodol, Shemim Ekshumem, So the decision to get the Kasha and the Rambam, on one hand, the fastens that Kosher Tfilas Biyosim Namayim can be table in it. On the other hand, he doesn't fast like Avshim Gamliel here, but he fastens like Tanekamet, that even the skin of the fish is Mimayit, the connection of Shveres Ameri. So the Gil Masho says, the Hosom Yitzirosim Namayim Mamesh, Vohamayra Yitzirosim Yorekim. So he says, when we say here that something is Kriyos Namayim, so it can be Mayim Nekir, so it has reference not to something that really originates in Mayim, not the skin of the fish, something that originates in swamps, in Nekir. So that, in that you cannot be Tevil, Mimela it can be Mayim. Mashain came, if it's something that originates in my mamish, like the skin of the fish, so then you can be tangled in it, and it cannot be my neck. But it's not Istaba like the Gilgamesh Mashal, it's Istaba like the Mishnah Chereh. It's two separate questions. Whether you can be tangled in it or not depends upon the question as to whether it has a status of mind. But whether it's mind or not does not depend whether it has a status of mind. Granted that it has a status of mind, suppose you have shalik, and if it obstructs the flow of water from one mikveh and the other, so shalik would also obstruct. Because being tzias, it doesn't allow water to flow from one mikveh to the other. So he passes like Rav Yoh. That's the Mordechai in Shvuos. So there he mentioned the name of Rav Yoh. Now, Shvuos is Mechaber. The question is, in order to be Mechaber one mikveh with another, so you need one single neket. Suppose you have two mikveh, and each neket is heavier Shvuos. Yet, two recovery. Each one is heavily shikaras. Together, the total, two shikaras are eight. So the Rav Yoh says, it all depends. If you have one mikre shreino, and one mikre haseiro, so, and you have a kinsel, and in the kinsel you have two recovery. The totality of which, al yitzir, two shikaras are eight. So then you can take it only of the four haseiro. But if both are haseiro, it's not. So we explain it, and the Mechaber and the Ramor, they both pass to like Rabbi. So we explain it, why? Because on the basis of that we saw, there is a concept of Yud, and there is a concept of Chit. So the Sheet of the Rabbi is, the Shveres Ameid is a Shiur in Yud, and it's a Shiur in Chit. But in order to be a Mechaber and Yareh, then you must have one single Nekev Shveres Ameid. In order to be a Mechave, you also need Shveres Ameid. But not after one single Nekev Shveres Ameid, you can't get it. So the Meire, if you have one Mikre Shreimo, and the other Mikre is Chaseiro, so you only have to resort to Chibo, because Kolam Chuda will Mikre Kimikre. There is a Aloche of Kolam Chuda will Mikre Kimikre. So even if each single Nekev does not have Shveres Ameid, but I will tell you, in total, the Shveres Ameid, Sommige het kan zelfs nog goed zijn. Zo kan het goed zijn, maar ik niet kreeg. Maar je niet kreeg, je hebt twee kreeg gezien. One mikveh of so, another mikveh of so. And there, so if there is one simul nefesh v'rezamei, so that's the alim, so it's one water. Masheinke, if you don't have a simul nefesh, so the alim it isn't, it's mechubah. So each mikveh is mechubah to a non mikveh. So how can you be taken in either one? That's the shit. Even if you come in that and have a mikveh v'rezamei, in a mikveh v'chon labis chosah. ומותה לך והמקרה מצל הנור ונידו בו, אף על פי שאין בו ממסו, דו הארי חלחו למשחל חלס, והויו בו סמוך מנור, ונוראים החלחוי שבניהם, שהמיים בואים מן הנור דרך הכי אוכל דן מקובים דקים שמקרק ההב הכי, אבל עם שניהם חסרים, אינם קובים הדקים מצטור משבר הסבים. So he passed it, the מחבר and רמור, they both passed it, like רביו, ואוהדים עם חולק מקרה בישר לו בישר, in a share of mikveh b'tzadechot is possible because if you have one mikveh that has memsor and then you put a sack, a bag, a sack that has many pores and in total it has shveras aleih, but each pore by itself is very minute. So the melee on each side of the sack you don't have the mikveh shleimah. So the melee you want to unite it into one mikveh through iru. So there is no tzilut to be ma'ari, there is tzilut to be mechaber. Now the Chacham Tzvi is chelik on the mechaber. The Chacham Tzvi is chelik on the mechaber, and the Rambam. And no one should think that the Chacham Tzvi has no reshaim who agree with it. The Rabbi Yeruchem, in Sif Chobo, says like the Chacham Tzvi. I cannot discuss it now because it's late. But the Chacham Tzvi says that just as in the case of two mikveis chaseres, so there is no tziru. So in the case of a mikve shleimo, it's a mikve chasero, there is no tziru here. In other words, what's the longest of the Chacham Tzvi? The longest of the Chacham Tzvi is that even to be in the chaber, we must have a single neket that is large kishvarasanei. And our tziru, it cannot even be in the chaber, not only it cannot be in the chaber. It cannot even be in Chada. So, what about the halacha of if you put cake in a sack? So that's a mishnah for ashes. If you put cake in a sack, a number of small cake in a sack, and then you are able to. And you are able to suck in water, so then, it's a good feeling. Eh? So the Rav Yo explains it on the basis of Yerubim Koyitz Kishvarazanei. Of Yerubim Koyitz Kishvarazanei. So, since the pores in the sack are the tzilu, every Kishvarazanei, so maybe the water inside the sack is the chuder to the water in the mikveh, and kolam chuder in mikveh ki mikveh. That's the explanation given by the Rav Yo. But the Chacham Tzvi is chelik and he says, there is no union of tzilu, even without a chibur. So why does the Mishnah say that you can be magdil, sak, morikeli, in a mikveh, but there is no tzilu? So he says, over there the water flows above, it's top and double. So then there is actually, so we do not have to resort to a halacha of constructive union. Al pidin is miyoy. Is bimtzias miyoy. Is bimtzias miyoy. Eilach aname, if you put, let's say, in a sack, you put many cake in a sack, and then it will not, the water of the mikveh will not float over the sack, even though the water will go in through the pores in the sack, in the walls of the sack, so it will not be able to do that for you. Because there is no tzil even to the mechaber, but over there the Mishnah is referenced in the case when it floats above, when it's up al gabor. So there is actually, so there, since it floats al gabor, it's up al gabor. So then we don't have to resort to a din of you, but there is actually some melee to fear. Now the you see in the ancient coming back in the clear mashup. Have in South, the Jewish Chacham Tzvi, see a man, Mifakit. Avo, Habo, Hachshir, מקווה שור ומקווה שורת, שאין אישור, אף אופי שנמסיק יורד שערו, כושר, ואפילו אין לי השוקר אין לי אבו, ודווקא, וזה שיטר ורש, סור, ודווקא בפסור שיבה שהוא מרזונות, אבל בפסור ברייסה, בירום כשמר הזמאי, כמו שנזבור אליה, ואפילו בפסור שיבה, הוא עצור מרזונות, יש חלקי, טוב הראש, where does the Rosh say, where is the Rosh Chayret? Where is the Rosh Chayret? The answer is, get Rosh! Because the Mokeya, that even Reshmi Feres Amel, is Kosheya, that's that Mish. That we talk in the end, in the Tachter. Maybe Silei, or Masike, Afilu Kisara, and Gale. So, Afilu Kisara. So the Rosh is your mistake, it means Afilu Kisara, even though at the very outset it was only Kisara. But the Rosh explains it, that at the outset it was Yifar HaSamei. But then, when he lets off his hand, then it's reduced. So it is enough Kisara. But for one moment there has to be a Yifar HaSamei connection in order to affect Zriye, to be Mavkiya, the Tzur of Shalom. So there are more passages like the Rosh. וכן יש, so יש חלקים, ואפילו בפסושי ויש חלקים, וכן רואו לאיזה. Now.
ראש חודש ניסן. Hashana Taf Shem Mem Beis, March 26, 1982,
Blian. That means that we are a mitzvah, we shasim mitzvah. Neither we pass from the telecom. Alright, so here we have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says the chassis is the vertical, like this, and the Arev is the horizontal, and the Rash and the Rosh, they say just the reverse. The chassis is the horizontal, and the Arev is the vertical. So we pass the Chumah. So maybe we pass the Chumah. So, Kesho Shemeshteni Kwari Shemizba, the chassis mitzare, for the Arev in mitzare. Actually, the Mokim Echot, now the Taz explains why should there be a difference between Shas and that according to Ibashi. According to the Rambam, Shas is vertical, so why do we say that we Shas so it is Mitzvah? It's Mishas is Mitzvah. So, alright, we should see how the Taz explains. כשו שבבית מקווי, שנזדק מצד זה או מצד זה, אפילו כלשהו, נשאס המצטר. לערב עם שני המקווי, נשאס המצטר ולערב שני המקווי, זה הכשירו. ואם לערב, אין המצטר, עד שיבוקנח משבר הסמל. ואם נפחת הכסו למייל הזה על זה, על גום כיפות של השור, תעבי את זה הסמל. זה לא יצאי, אם זה נקט, אם זה נקט, אם זה נקט, so then we have to share the same. And if it's Nifrat on top of the king itself, so then the Alokhi is already with Hashum Alek and share the same, he's got it. The whole Adin, the one who called Shalom for the amazing grace, he not only gave a Gal Miad, actually called him Zolot Zekirich and share the same, the one who is Hashum. So in other words, what does it mean? That means the water flowed over above the gate. So suppose you had a gallon of honey and then you took off one pebble. And as a result of that, so a little bit of water flows over. And that's how they can give us a show. And Tirich HaShivar HaSamei, so then it's mitzvah. It's mi'arei both mitzvahs into one mitzvah. Do we be not to make Shivar HaSamei El Benekev? In other words, when there is a Nekev in the middle of the wall, so then there is a Mechitze that is Mavsik between one mikveh and the other, so then we must tell that the Nekev should be Shivar HaSamei Gman. Now let's see the Taz in Sif Samadal. Yeish Boze Machlokes, the Taz of Rosh Vatu, the magic of Mastis Nishas and Mitzhari, we hold you. Heinrich, So according to the Washington Tool, in the Rash, so Shasi is an example. Viniratam. Now, so he explains it first, according to the Roshna, that Shasi means an example. So, in other words, an example, we don't need the negative Shverazarim. If there is a whole set of crack, a horizontal crack, so in the atomic way, here is one mikveh, and here is another mikveh, and there is a horizontal crack. Let's say this is the crack. This is the forward, this is the crack. So then, it's all right. It's now, it unites both the mikveh on this side with the mikveh on that side. Why? The other thing is, I mean, some of the actual mikveh chosen with Tamshan Lekim said, the Yisha Mechipo Yir Koha Mikveh Kosher. Abu Mokim Shisha Chim. Tani Koha Mikveh. Mashi Kim Kam Lekoha Mikveh Mikveh Beres Mikveh Kosher Al Yaseh Beh. She is Pashik Mikotze Al Kotze. The Afal Kishim is Chabad Tzeh Baome Yitzdare. Kibu Shekoha Mikveh Yeshu Akol Konim Chivu. Because if the crack is horizontally, is horizontally, so that means that there is a connection all over the mikveh. All over the mikveh. The mikveh extends from here to here, and all over the mikveh there is a connection. So maybe they become a chuben. But suppose, if the Sedek is Mayur Mato is vertical, so that means that there is no connection all over here and over here. Just at one point, from the top to the bottom, but it's not coextensive the whole mikveh. Even the Sedek is our example, so it's coextensive the whole mikveh. Mashenkin, if it's vertical, so that means there is a connection only at one locking. In other words, each, there is a separate spot in Mokim, from the bottom to the top. So if the Sedek is on top, so that means there is a connection at this spot. But over here there is no connection, over here there is no connection. Umishayne, or the Chimarak, and he's a Sedek. Umishayne, Chutzbok, and a Sedek, 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 Avu Vasa Rambam Lech. So the Vasa Rambam means the chase means vertical. So what's the swore of Rambam? Kimo Shikotze Bish Yosef. Di Berei Chabtoi Kishazani. Uma Shikos Masnin Shazim Istaruk Wa Shasa Haim Ebeirech. Nu Mato Umayo. Nira Taime. So the Taz explains it very well. And talking to Rambam so far. Di Chol Shini Prat HaKinsu Leoke. Have a Kirut No Kol Kol HaKinsa. Kipi Shem Lekir Bemtsa. In other words, if there is a full track, vertical crack, so then it's considered as if the kinsel collapsed. Because from the top to the bottom, so the male is mechaba. I would love to say, so keep the kinsel bensa. Mashiach can reach out the component of the kinsel. Gam lechilek, shall my mama said it. But if the sedek is here, so then it has a kinsel, the mechitze. Then, so, below this sedek, so it's completely intact. So the Kesa, below the Sedek, is completely intact. So that's why there is no Chibur. Alkin Tzolei Adav Kishver Zanei, Vikam Shkonov Vunaket Vakosh Namish, Valkor Horin HaPerush, Mishvahach Meket Havaye, Ibein Beira, Ibein Rechev Tzolei Kishver Zanei. Shmei Shem Mikvoyes, Sheyeish Mishnai Mehem Bichol Echot, Es Rimso Maim Kshein. Now that's Perik Vov Mishnah Gimel. Shvei Yishem Mikvoyitz Bozeh Chofso, Bozeh Chofso, Ubozeh Chofso, Maim Shuvi, Vashu Unatzan, Yod Vishvei Yishem Mikvoyitz Tavu Mem Nisar, Vah Mikvoyitz Tehle, Vah Tehle Min Tehle, Vashu Unemtza, Yod Vishvei Yishem Mikvoyitz Tavu Mem Nisar, Vah Mikvoyitz Kmoy Shoyu, Vah Tehle Min Kmoy Shoyu. Shvei Yishem Mikvoyitz, Shehid Vishnayim Nehem, Bichol Echod Eskim So Maim Sheir, ובאחד מהם עשרים שמיים שוב, ואם דים זה בצד זה, אם השוב נצא ביות ושלישוי תאובן, הוא מתחכך בזמן יוצא ושלושה ניסה ביחד, הוכשרו שלוש פעם. Because if we have three מקרואים, if we have three מקרואים, and here 20 מים שימים שובים, here 20 מים שימים שובים, here 20 מים שובים, so the melee when three individuals go in, so the moment Reuben goes in here, Shimon goes in here, Levi goes in here, so the moment Reuben and Shimon, so they go in, so there is an overflow of water, and they join, so the Chofiyah joins with the Chofiyah, so they become united into one mikveh for themselves. So then this united mikveh affects Hashoke and this 20 social. So who is lost? Kim Shepam, the Kafis Maulio, Ima Shom Lazavio, so she will come then. The Kafis Maulio, also some is Aviaka, who is lost? Kim Shepam, Akas, and the Kumbi Akan, and some I'm sharing. They saw Shetabu Ben Tayer, Ima Shom Ben, some of the police here is. So then when they go in, so you don't have a union, a merger between two. Between two chof so mind shaving shuvim. So mele, you don't have a mikvah of men so to be capable of affecting Ashok and this one. Because the show intervenes between this one and this one. And there is no direct joining between this one and that one. So mele, nothing happens. Nothing happened. We must show them Sashim Snakshim Sari, a little show. So nothing happens. So everything remains the way it was originally. But let the others also become possible. Because it becomes united with the show, with the three individuals. This is the show. And this is in show. This is in show. Reuben, Shimon, and Levi go in. So the melee, the moment Reuben, Shimon, and Levi go down into the three mikvahs, so then there is a chibur between the Eini Shov and the Shov on both sides. Here there is a chibur between the Shov and this Eini Shov, and here there is a chibur between the Shov and this Eini Shov. So the melee, all the other two should become possible. So the answer is, in order we do not say to pay a patria chibo or shifar as a maybe's chibo. Only the kule we say to pay a patria chibo or shifar as a maybe's chibo, whatever is a chibo. So, Mashaimke, the kule we don't say it. So even though as a result of the three individuals going down into the mikvahs, there was a journey between an Eini Shov and the Shov, but it doesn't become possible as a result of chibo, because the din chibo and the din yom is only mentioned lekule, not lechum. But then there's another question. As a result of the three individuals going in, and if he's a weighty, heavy person, even if he's not so heavy, so more than Gimel Rugim will certainly overflow from one mikveh to the other mikveh. So when Rugim goes in here, and Shimon goes into the mikveh shuvah, and Levi goes here to the Mikveh Sheni Shuvah. So as a result of Shimon going in here, so Gimel Rugim might overflow from here to here, and also from here to here. So then the two mikvahs become possible, because as long as they don't have men so the melee, if Gimel Rugim fall into it, it becomes possible. The answer is, so the Rash discusses it. So the answer is, because he doesn't go in, he doesn't dump it directly, he doesn't fill up his hands with water and dump it in the air, it overflows as a result of his going in. So that's by way of Amshoch. And Amshoch and Yute, Chafalef So will not overflow as a result of the three individuals going descending into the mikvahs. So only Gimel Rugim. So, Gimel Rugim, if it comes into a mikveh through Amshoche, so it doesn't come. So that's why we say, Reisu Shetobu, Elo. So, Shinshne Akshir Nechem Yisarva, Yodim Yuyukshu, and Yishal Kishol Yitzvira, Reisu Shetobu Ben Monita. Shnei mikvahs,
Mary Mitchell Rosh mentioned a remarkable prayer, Shimon Fochman. Is that the Rama will require a Hamshacha of Gimel Tefachim?
All right, so but here there is no Gimel Tefachim, so the answer is when does a Kovo require Gimel Tefachim? This is, that is, if the Adayim is killed the Rama. So there, if it wasn't the Tefachim, because of the Loch of Lovel, so it's considered as if the Adayim he poured it into the mikveh. Masha'im came when it's done indirectly, not the Adayim, as a result of his immersion in the water, so then it's considered Amshochet, even though there is no Yom Tefachim business. Shnei Mikvois. Shel chop so, echot shomu v'echot kosher, yo v'shmalim v'yishikum, v'tofu ben, afu adumim v'yodinu, ולבני ודימת בו עצור ודימון המקוויס כמו שאויו והטייפויס כמו שאויו. כמו שאויו, ורח, ושח, ותעזם, יצאים אליים בית. כמו דביקו של ההקריס על הכושר, ואף אופי שנסר במים שולים, כבידי דקבור נזבט לו ברבע קשרים, כאילו שבואו לסי חמיקווה. And the little bit that did come in is the Racham Shoche. And there is Rav Eirem Shoche. So then it's Koshe. Kol Amur of the Mikveh are into Mikveh. Umadvir Mbe. Gumi Zasmuches Lufiya Mikveh Ukimrad Mipas Sabeh Mordet the Mishnah Mikveh. Shei Bamaim Nerodi Mea Mikveh Kishar Asaneh Umadvir Mbe. Filochen Kuli Amun Adusara Mikveh Inani Adiode Amikveh Kishiyah Sigal Bumayim Yad Rav Gabeh Akui. That's also a mission by the machat that was lying on the steps. Per Zion, Mishne Zion, machat in his son of Miles and more, for you may look maybe the man, Kim Shoga or Abgal is there. But he has to make sure that he is not a mikro and he is not a mikro. He is not a mikro and he is not a mikro. He is not a mikro and he is not a mikro. In other words, the problem is the gal becomes completely detached and removed from the rest of the mikro. From the rest of the mikro. And then it's madbio. So if, let's say, if it is a gal of a yam, so that's in my own. So in order to be, so there is a machlekes v'shem in regard to a tilasodo, whether my own is in the entire, but in regard to tilaskeli there is no shayo, so it's certainly the entire culture. So even if the gal becomes completely detached, it's still the entire culture. Mashenken, here we're talking about a mikveh. So here we must have memso. So only if he moves the water and he doesn't become completely removed from the rest of the water of the mikveh. But if he pushes it away and becomes completely detached from the rest of the continuous water, so then there is no feeling memso. But if there's still continuity of water all the way, even though he pushes water, he pushes waves, so then it's done. We'll watch the Yaki Adam, Kenya, in the Chuba Mikra. Chuba Amor, that's again a mission. Chuba Amor. Here's what. Pretty broad, Mishnah. Klamura will be good to meet you, Ramon, so sit Yamo, Madu will come shame. Ukasamo, Madurum Ben, and Kirish Nikurish, Varasame. So, what we say, what we see from it, that when we require Kish Varasame, if it's a separate mode, for example, if you have two big ways, and there is a wall that is Mapsi, and there is a naked in the middle of the wall, so only Kish Varasame, that's why you cannot do the Kuba. But, so only when it's in different locations, Masha'im came, خود امور سیتی امور it's not separate containers is the same okay so there we don't leave that kosher as an even kosher even kosher is mechaber every arab come on and but it's many say that even kosher is law but the fear what fear has to be because if it's not the fear what fear it's not even considered as is my Reb Chaim mentions the Raya. Raya, that the Tefiach Latriach is really Shio in my in Mashu. The whole Raya, regarding Pnas Ochrim, the Mishne Machshirim says that if you have enough water so it, that is sufficient so that you could moist your figure with that water and moist in some other spot. So then, if such water came upon an echel, so it's machshir with kabbalas to me. So we see that the Tefiach Latriach is basically shir and machshir. But the halacha is, an echel is not kabbalas to me until it becomes moist by machshir. How much machshir? So if you have a fraction of a drop, that it can only moisten your finger, but you couldn't moisten another finger with that moisture. So then you don't have a mash. But if it is so substantial that not only could you moisten your finger, but you could moisten your finger and then moisten something else, that's the Tefiach Latriach, is there's a halisha mash. So the male so it's mistaba that in the case where it's in the same bucket, so then we don't need you for an aid, but the Tefiach, so culture, but if it's not the Tefiach Latriach, it's not in the culture. כל אמור זה גם אור המדיון אף פי שהמים שבן רובים אם העמיק אלו בכל שהוא הוא קור שבשך עמיק ופרש חיו שבשך עמיק ואם הוא יזה הקר אתה מבוא אז בנו הוא קור ונעמיק ופחיו ויחיו רב נסעצמו ומדביר במים שבן הוא קור עד שמרובים מעמיק ונשאר זלי ויחיו רב נסעצמו אף ומרובים הוא בכל שהוא מדביר בהם now that's this Mishnah this Mishnah in Perk Vov, Mishnah Olet כל אמור אלו מקרית מקרה חור אמור מסית כאמור עמד בין גם כושן הוא כס אמור עמד בין גם כמי סניקו בשביל הסנאי אומר רבי יודע אם ישאי אם צניק כס אמור and it has its own existence so it's a separate entity so it's considered a separate market so then if it's separate the K-Mays so you know what to mean the Chabea Mikvois in two separate containers, so you have to, we need a Shveras and Eid connection. But in the same time, Shalom Ned is Satsmo. Adam Ned is Satsmo. So then, it's not considered a separate mitzvah. But it is just the noun of the big mitzvah. Not a separate mitzvah, but the noun of the big mitzvah. So the male, all that is necessary is to have continuity of what? Culture, what is that? It's Taba, Tefiach Latriach. So then we have continuity of what? But I mean, not everybody says so. There are some who say that even when the Mishnah mentions the Chonshu, what Tefiach Latriach is necessary. Reb Chaim himself, in that piece of Torah, the Zion Yilchas Masoch, so he says, if it's in the same motif, so then we are considered Mechuleh, even with the rest of the Tefiach, even with the Tefiach. But there are many poskim who say that even in the same motif, if it's less than the Tefiach Latviach, just the Tefiach, so there is no Chiba. But Reb Chaim himself says that if it's in the same motif, we don't even need Tefiach Latviach. All right. גימו גומי שבנחה התחתינו ועליינו that's it he said then. And גימו חגיגה does only mentions Reb Meir and Reb Yudah but the Chachomim the גימו חגיגה doesn't mention but it's the same he said then. And there, the deceptive mention is also the Rabbah. In other words, Reb Meir says, Gimu Gomishi Benachal, Tachteinu El Yeno, and then Tzoyiz. So even the one who is stable in El Yeno, is a good tefillah because Rabbeinu holds the dasa. The Buddha says the one is tefillah yin or not, but the one is tefillah tachtein or yes, because we say the das. And the Rabbanon in the Sefer says, so the Gemara Chagiga doesn't mention the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon in the Sefer says that he is the one who is tefillah tachtein or. So he's not the real tefillah either. So there's a machlok of the shame. Some of the shame explain it, and that's censorship. Some of the shame explain it because Rabbonon Achil Kibna and Allah of Gudachs. But the Rambam doesn't explain it that way. The Rabbonon agree with the Allah of Gudachs. But the reason is why the Rabbonon said that Kib Matilim, Bitachteno. So don't we also feel it because what unites them? What connects them? It's a Shetef Shal Shomim. And that is Zeichel, so Zeichel cannot be now. So, this is the Roshan Ram. Gimu Gumish Ben Nachal, Tachtein Velienu Shokhov So, Ven Tzoyin Shalmem, Vishetev Shok Shomim, Vizeichel Nachal. Avot Vishu Lichas, Vizeichel Mitz, Vizeichel, Ein Zeiru, Ein Abili Nelev Ben Tzoyin, Shein Anishonim Nealvi, Elohim Kein Omdu. So, the Rambam Shite is not that the Rabbonu Lachel Kanadim of Gedachs. The Rabbonon had chelik and din al gedachis, but here the Rabbonon say that he the tachteinu tefillah is not tefillah because the tachteinu by itself does not have chofsah. It has only chofsah. But if there would be yirud between the tachteinu and the yeino and the tzoyis, so then there would be chofsah. But what is me'arav? What connects it? What is me'arav? The Shetef Shal Shomim, and that is Zeichel. So Zeichel is not the Arabi. Now, Reb Chaim assumed that from this Rambam it appears that Zeichel is not even in the Chabad. But we said that there is no Raya from that Rambam. From that Rambam there is only a Raya that Zeichel cannot be Nari. But maybe Zeichel can be in the Chabad. As a matter of fact, the Rash Shiki means that Zeichel can affect Ashok. Zeichel can affect Ashoke. Who says that Zeichel cannot affect Ashoke? That's the Marit in Shulim Yitzayim. But the Rash in Yitzayim, Sishite is that while Zeichel in Yitzayim cannot be entirely but they are capable of affecting Ashoke. And the Rosh in Per Yitzayim, in Per Yitzayim, Bolokame, says the same thing. The Marit is Chayim. So the Chayim assumes that the Rambam Shite is like the Marit. But there is no Hechach. The Reb Chaim is on that of Sheikis, on the Rambam of Sheikis. So, on the Rambam of Sheikis. So, but all that is Mucha from that Rambam, that Zeichel cannot be Nari, but maybe Mechaber it can be. Now, the Rash says in Perikei Mikvois Mishneh Beis the first big line. Umehodit Nalei Yerushalayim. Beyoshu Umavim Ayim Shirin Vamo Nechnesis. So the Yotzei Menu Loi Kashalom. So the Kashi is why is it shown? But since an Amo Mayim flows through it, that's like the Shepet Shomim Shomim. So that should affect Ashokim. According to the Marim, there is no Kashi. Because Zeichel cannot be mechaber, and Ashoke is based upon the fact that there is chibur. But the Rashi is that kashe, and the Rashi is the Teretz. Why kashe? Because they are not the same. The Amo had a chaber, so shomit. It's Ichui. So the only reason is why it doesn't have a kashoke is because it doesn't have Nemzor. But in the case where the Amos Shomayim would have Nemzor, then it would affect Hashem. Even though it's a Chavos of Shomim. Chavos of Shomim is Ichui. That's why this is everything. So we see from the Rash that Zeichli, even in Mikre, can affect Ashoke. That's not like the Shita of the Rabbi and the Rosh in Bolokam and Gerd Merube. In that Sukhi of Asina Shchot, there is a Kobe, so he discusses the name of his ways. So he says the same thing. So there is no Hechel from the Rambam. That the Rambam is chayrik on the Rav. Oh, that the Rambam says here, it's not reality, but maybe mechaber it is. So in the case of three kvois, one memso, and two of chamso, so in order to be able to be tevil, in the here two form kvois of chamso, so we have to resort to you. So zikun not reality, but maybe ashoken can affect. All right. So give a gumish ben achal tachtele the lirish of chofso ben tzirish on lem vishem vishok shom in verse nachal avo tzirich osich mi tzirich ni tzirich ben maduro ben tzoyis shim yam yischolim me'alvim elo in kingdom. Now the question is this: if Zechri is not retired, now if we say that the reason is why in the tachtele you cannot be paid there is because Zechri is not me'al. Zeichon is not now, so it's Zeichon. So, why should he be able to be able in the choice? In Shetef Shal Shomi Leilam Zechanacha. In Shetef Shal Shomi Leilam Zechanacha. So it's Zeichon. So he should be able to retain there even the choice. So, Rabchai in the Ksobi discussed it. It's not the Zeichon. So Rabchai says, in the Ksobi, he says, from this we see that when we say that Zeichon is not entirely mikve, if it is in different cases, but in the same moke, in that one moke in here, in the different choice, the fact that it's zeicher in that moke, so it can, doesn't matter. Hakim is yodo v'radu, v'yoshef v'ibam es ha-mayim, im nich v'sumayim derech kurei toyeh. Now, that's a deceptive. So what's the chidesh? What's the chidesh? In chidesh yon v'ra, it's a deceptive. So the chidesh is, even though he's bound, so then we could say, if he's bound, so the male, let's say, he bound himself, he bound his hands, he bound his feet, and he bound his hands, and then he prostrated himself in the Amos HaMayim, and then the water goes over. So it's a good feeling. Why shouldn't it be a good feeling? Because we could say, since he bound himself, let's say his chains or his robe, so maybe water will not go through. So Kamash will know, even though he's bound by robes, but water is capable of going through the robes. But of course, that is only Shayer if it's a little loose, the robes are a little loose on it. But suppose he was bound in such a way that it's very tight, that water managed cannot possibly penetrate, so then the tefillah is not a good thing.
Why is this not a question of chatzitza and the simon dealing with chatzitza?
Well, that's what chatzitza means.
I know, but why what is it here? Why is this seed here? It's just, doesn't seem.
No, it's saying it's not chatzitza. I mean.
No.
So, meat vegetables being in salt, meat some tomatoes, whole tomato will be seichel. Will meat be seichel? So suppose it has exactly mensor. So the person who is staying there should not jump into it, because if you jump, so then before the tefillah is realized, so a little bit of water will come out as a result of the splashing of the jumping. So by the time his whole group is immersed, there is a much less than mensor left. So maybe the tefillah is not a good thing. So yes, I'm going to say it. When it will be pamayim zechaze. When it will be pamayim zechaze. Now, what's the reason as to why when it will be? So look in the shach. Siv kuflamet. fluindo da mai vishema do vishema e do vokeia aos mahashio o vishio shema chosro hamai do vishema. In other words, if he makes one immersion, so then he's on guard to make sure that no water should be spilled out. Mashenkin, if he makes two immersions, so if he makes two immersions, so then, in view of the fact that's human nature, that he knows he's going to make another immersion, so he's not so cautious, because he says, what do I lose? I mean, I'm going to immerse myself again. But then, so he's not on guard, to make sure that every part of his body and every hair on his head is immersed in the water, because he relies on the second immersion. But on the second immersion he is cautious. But on the second immersion, so there might be much less tremendous. As a result of the first immersion, so a little bit of water will spill outside the mikveh. So by the second immersion, he is very cautious, but there might not be full mensah. So that's why we say, we need to be kamayim zehazeh. Tobu mishnayim zehazeh, abo pishar abo shumishin egin b'mayim, ha-shem b'temosim, sh'arichos ra'amayim ma'aboyim tzof. Hidyo boi b'eged obet, sh'amayim nivloyim b'seichay, kolt man sh'abeget b'yabim zu kosher, abo pishar. That when you pick up the bag, but as well, so then there is a little less than men saw left in the mikveh. But since the bag, one end of the bag is still in the water, so even the water that is absorbed on the upper part of the garment is also considered to be in the mikveh, even though physically it's not at the bottom, it's at the top. But there is chibur, so there is chibur between the water absorbed in the upper part of the garment and the water absorbed in the lower part of the garment, as long as the lower end of the garment is still in the mikveh. But the moment he picks it up completely, so then there is no memso left in the mikveh. I mean, you're all talking of a case where there was memso mitzvot. Sif Samar Gimel also discusses that case where the mikveh, the outset, had only mitzvot and tzomis. So he filled the dovish amayim and goyim zeh, kol masham begin and do mitzvot kosher, avo kishe dov menu shloish, will be a mikveh, because it's not shoru, because it's mechuga. Hello, mimenu, is possible. But the moment, I am malet, so then there is less than them so left in the mikveh, and then it keeps on dripping, and squeezing, and being squeezed out from the garment. So keep looking, will be wrung out from the, will be squeezed out from the garment, so it will pass on the mikveh, because the mikveh does not have full memsor, there is a little less than memsor. Well, in the person has a short amount, short not big as he had. He mad with the yeh or ishir akili, the vidin we say chon, there are pier, so it's a mayim kishamach nison, we say he, we need so, now if you have a mikveh exactly memsor, and then if you were to be taken a keli part, Now this is the blind of the path, and this is the mouth of the path, the opening of the path. Now, in the mikveh, here is the mikveh, and the mikveh is just lemsom. And suppose I will immerse it that way, with the mouth on top. So anyway, the moment it comes to the mouth of the mikveh, and it fills up the areas, the little bit of water comes with the mouth of the path, into the path. So the mikveh has less than lemsom. Has less than lemsom. So anyway, so the mandalay, so in other words, so the only way to do it is to invert the keilah. If you want to be madly, a keilah. If you are madly keilah in the mikveh, the keilah is so you don't have to exercise any special care. So you can immerse it in any position. But even if you want to invert to be taken the keilah in the mikveh, that has meant something. So then, you cannot immerse it that way, because the moment that you fills up a little bit of the water, so less than the soil remains in the mikveh. So then, the more you fill up the pot, so the more of the water that enters into the pot becomes shoal. It comes show, so it will pass through the mikveh, and then it will pour out again, it will pass through the mikveh. But then, okay, so what you have to do? You have to invert the keilah, like this. So the melee, no water that is inside the pot will ever become show, because it's not recovered, it's not contained. It always is connected with the water of the mikveh. But below the male, derech shuleye. So in other words, that's the shule, the ground of the kesses. So you have to be male that way. Avolakup. Rasak, but below the male kidalkon, umale kidalkon veinacheshish. But suppose you want to be mad below the sack, so the sack has pores, and the sack couldn't contain any water. So maybe all the water that is instantaneously inside the sack is not shown. Because only when it is contained in the keilah that can preserve the water, then it becomes shown. But if it is contained for a second in a sack, so it couldn't keep it very long, so maybe even the moment it is there, it's not shown. So in sack you can take all the regular way. Mikveh was a great name of Mismati. The Lame Dal Poches in them so. Srikolarzel Mikveh, Kolz Manshul Yadam Vibadai, Shebisho, Shetolo, Hoyob in them so. So, suppose the Mikveh has been Mosek, that to be Mismait, to be Mismait. So Mele, if somebody was stable, a Kele or a person was stable inside, in that mikveh, that had a chazoke to be inspired and so then he cannot be sure that the tefillah was a good tefillah. Because since it had a chazoke, that this mikveh from time to time becomes diminished to less than himself, so you cannot be sure that at any specific tefillah. That there was Memso, maybe there was only Lamed Teso, maybe there was only Lamed Cheso at that particular moment. Unless before he immerses something or he immerses himself, he measures it and he establishes that there was Memso at the time of the Tefillah. But if he didn't measure it, so he had to make a change, maybe at the time of the Tefillah there was no Memso. So in den Zwiechel waren sie aber nicht mehr. So in other words, but suppose we know that the mikveh very often becomes diminished. But never did it happen that it became so diminished that it had less than themselves. So there we don't have to chesed, because since it never was rules out to become reduced to less than themselves, but always reduced. So let's say many times it had 100 souls, and many times it only had 80 souls. So then, but it never happened that it had to have a test of by itself. So melee, we don't have to behave. Aber nur Juden mit niemand mit Platz und Kasche Yang Bapach Namen. So auf die Schumche mehr und Eulen, Tom und Smaku, und sich Allah so liebe, und mit Kolmokin, Kosher Adol, und Haien, und mit Fühe, in jeder Arbeit. Mikve, she meib auf Mispashtin, wenn Jochel ist Kassis bei, Neisim bei Mitzadech, oder Avoni, mich und Eitzim. That's also, in Mishnah, Perizayim Mishnezayim. Mikve Shemim of Merododi. It's very flat. And Kevei Shvat Afi Lechlu Eitzin Afi Lechlu Eikanim Ki Yisprachamayim V'yerni Tevei. In other words, if it's very flat, very, very shallow, so it's impossible for a person to immerse himself, because the upper part of the body will bulge above the level of water. So the Mishnah mentions an Eitzim. He puts logs of wood. So that causes the water to be raised, the level of water to be raised, and to come, to accumulate, and to pile up in one place, and to be raised, the level to be raised. So that will be possible for the person to be taken. That's what the Mishnah says. Mikve shemei umis pashtim, yoch umis chasidei, neis kidei mitzadei echod avon mechuneitzi, ishkatsi mei umo bechod, yao bimishi umis chasidei, ובלבד שלו יחליקו כל המקווה אבו ביקיילים יספוסו. So, what does it mean, ובלבד שלו יחליקו כל המקווה? So he says, דין קיים, דשח, נסיף כבר מדס, הרו כמקווה, שחוקי ביסאו לגל וסונה, דעתם לא שום, ואוסו לתפיון. וירוץ עליהם הרש, וירוץ עליהם הקישאים ביניהם נקף כשבר הסנאי. אבו שנקנה את הסנאי, so he's קושק. Avon became his apostle. Now the question is, why is the apostle became? Why did the apostle became? Why did the apostle became? Oh. Now look in this shot. Avon became his apostle. In other words, you can only put logs of wood to bring about a raising, an accumulation at one spot, and the raising of the level of water, so it will be physically possible for a person to immerse himself. But to do it with kelim, with pots, not. The question is, what difference does it make? How you do it? Whether you do it with lumps of wood or you do it with kelim? Now let's see the shot. Kufman, I will kill him first. What's not this yours? Because when I spat the chule, Dafke beitzim v'avoni. Dafke beitzim v'avoni. Avu b'kiru in posel, ki zin perchim v'bakedish, that's in chagim. At kong shen, vitzor pit the tam, maish ne beitzim v'avoni m'kiru, uvaterazov kosa v'atam, mishum davu yoson, al di yobar ham kabu tumne. The reason is why you cannot bring about an elevation of the level of water, raising of the level of water through keli, because the keli is becoming tume. So then it comes with the galoche of abiyoso al mitume. Now we cannot use a domar amikabu tume as a medium of transmission. So it doesn't make any difference whether you use, let's say, a metal pipe, in order to transmit water from the roof, the rain water, from the roof into the mikveh, or world it's impossible to be tailored the way the water is resting on the ground because it's too shallow. And in order to enable a person to be tailored, you have to concentrate all the water and to accumulate all the water on a narrow spot and to raise the level. So again, you in effect use the kele as a medium of transmission, to transmit, to accumulate, to pile up the water at this particular spot. So that's why you cannot do it. That's what we wish. Why does he say kele? He should say let's say an iron in metal bar. We wouldn't call it kele, but it's shooting with mattress is becoming to me. So you shouldn't do it with that either. Gamma Madi Melech, Madani Melech, Tashi Gimel with Aleph Mirake. Al Koch of Kosa, the Zorahim Modern Yil, Sifnu, the Vatrin Ashil al the Kale, the Ni Abiasi al the Tumrikan. So Madani Melech has the Kashi, because we learned that we saw that there is a Machlekes between that's in Sifnan Tess. So the Mechaba mentioned 2 days. In other words, one day is that the Shita Sarosh, that the Aloche of Habios Laudi Tume, the Psul Habios Laudi Tume, applies only to a case where you use a Yomaram Kabut Tume as a medium of transmission of Mekshonim into the region. Machin came if you use, let's say, metal pipe in order to channel. In order to transmit water from mikveh number 1 into mikveh number 2, since it's mechura to a mikveh, so the psul of habios naldi tume doesn't apply. Only if you use the medium of transmission to the roof. So, and through the medium of transmission, you want to channel, to bring over the water of the rainfall into the bay. Mashem came if you use a pipe between one mikveh and the other, so it's kosher. The Rashbo is chayev. So according to the second version in the Rashbo, in the Mechaba, in Sifman Tes, according to the first version, on the contrary, the second version, that's the shite of the Rashbo. But according to the first version, which is the shite of the Rosh, that once it is mechuba to a mikveh or to a mayo, so then the psul of habios on al mitume doesn't apply. So here, how could we apply if he sets up a number of kelim and that causes the water to pile up and the level to be raised? So it's mechuba to the mikveh. It's not like setting up a tzineya to the roof, and so there it's not mechuba to a mikveh, but here. Here it's mechuba for the mikveh. You have all the water of the mikveh right here, but you want the water to concentrate, to pile up, to accumulate in one narrow spot. So according to the shita of the Rosh, that when it's mechuba for the mikveh, so then the psul of habios naldi tume doesn't apply. So here too it shouldn't apply. That's the kasha of Madani Melech. So that's not such a strong kasha, because we could say that in view of the fact that the Mechaber in Sifnan Tes mentions another day of Yeshmish in Mechalikach, so when the Mechaber says, I will become apostle, so it accords with the second version in Sifnan Tes. But still, the Madani Melech is the Kasher, because since over there he mentions to Yeshenes, and here he doesn't say, I will become Yeshenes apostle. He says, I'm okay, impossible. So it's mashma according to everybody. Even according to the Rosh. Even according to the first motion in Sifan Tess. According to the first motion in Sifan Tess, wherever it's Nechuba Tel Mikveh, so the Psuah Rav Yosna Al Yitume doesn't apply. That's what he asks. Al Kor, of course, it's all Chiyun, more the little Sifnun, in Vatrin Aschil Al Yitume, then in the Yosef, it's not Sifnun, it's really Sifan Tess. All right. So, the battle of skill of the Kelim, the union of Yossi al the Tumel Kan, the Amik Rekshen of the Ravoche, the Lorenti Shehik to Semeno, the Odin Tvei, the battle of skill, the battle of skill, in other words, all right, he really means Sifnun. I mean, because There is an, there are two days in Sifnun too. I mean, but the two Mishnayos in Sifnun Tes have application to this question, and the two Mishnayos in Sifnun, because in Sifnun, so the Mechaber mentions the Shita of the Rosh, who says V'yeshli shematria listein v'chol dovo shemikabel tume. It's really the same Shita as the Rosh Roshitosa. So the Rosh says, the Rash explains the Mishneh. Nathan Joseph Zechwin, so according to Rashi, means if there is a naked in the wall and it starts to leak out. So then you cannot plug it with the one that you cover to make. That's what the Rashi says. But the Rosh explained it differently, not the way the Rashi explained it. Lentishos Ezechwi means that if you wanted to transmit, in other words, if you wanted to transmit water from one place to the other, so in many ways you cannot transmit it with something that is mikabu tume. But if you want to prevent the leaking, then you can prevent the leaking. You can plug it with something that is mikabu tume. So here in this case, where you have all the mensol, you have here in this bucket, but you just want the water to concentrate in one narrow spot, in the same mikveh, but in one narrow spot. So the melee, just as the Rosh says, that you are allowed to use something that is mikabel tume in order to prevent the leaking, so you should be able to use something in mikabel tume in order to manipulate a concentration of water in one narrow spot, because you're not transmitting it here. It is here already, but you just wanted to concentrate. It shouldn't spread out like this, so then it would be physically impossible to retain there, but it should pile up in one narrow spot in the same bucket. You're not transmitting it. So just as the psul of Abiyos HaLitume doesn't apply to a case of blocking the leaking, so it shouldn't apply to this case either. That's what he says. So the Shach explains it differently. Why do we say that the Kelim you cannot manipulate a concentration of water? Because if you put just blocks of wood, so then there is a lot of water that can come through. Because one block of wood is not placed so tightly on another block of wood that it should prevent a shiveres amid of water from flowing. From going through. Mashenke, if you put up Kelim, so then, in all probability, a Shifaras Amei will not even come through. That's how we explain it, but that's a deichet. Now, the Or HaShulchan, he explains this din of the Kelim Posel some other way. So according to the Shach's explanation, it's not a special aloha that the Kelim is Posel. But if you set up Kelim, so then in a stam, it will prevent a substantial water from going through. But suppose it will not prevent, so you can have it. So then it will be kosher. So the Mechaba shouldn't say, I'm a killing puzzle. It's not a killing puzzle. He should say that when he manipulates a concentration of water in and the piling up of water in one narrow spot, he should make sure that the flow of water is not black. Because if the flow of water will be blocked, so then there will not be a continuous flow of Shiferes Aleini from one part to the other, so then it, there will be no tilt between the part of the water that is here and the part of the water that is here. So he shouldn't say, I will be healing possible. Now the Hashul Chon explains it differently. ולוכן יש מי שאין מידוך הפירוש, שזה את השחס שם. ובלבד של יחלקו כל עמיק ולעיד בו כמחון ממסור. ולוכן בעצם לעבון עם האופירוב יהיה נקד בין זה לזה. כשבר את הלאים. אבל בכל עם פוסל יהיה הפסק בלי נקד. והנה לא שמה שמחי, תשחק עם סרסוס. ואוי, אם כן מה שייך לו שקסור, ואין לי גם בעצם לעבון איזיה של יחלקו כל עמיק. ויעזר אבי כלי. לוכן נראה, וכי בעיקר התפילה הוא יעוד כלי, הבקצס כתפילה שאול אודו מסכפי, וליגור המתפילה על גבי כלחרס, מבחוץ, ועושה המתם בידיינו לתפילה בכלים מדעשו ראש ועתור שכוספנו בסיף סמחל, עין שוח, ולא עם משמע ביוסי על מותם, ולא כן אומר רק כלים, ולא עם דובר המתם ותומית כפיס השח, because there is the shite. סימן קופצה להתחס, סיפה מנהלות, אין תלוי מכם, זה דשית ישראל. לפי חוך, אם הוא יוטיט במוקם שתיבלס, לא יתעמד על גבי קוייאית, שמקבלים תומה מגבו, ולא יעל גבי ניסורים, שרואים עם מדרסיס, ולא יעל שום קולי אורון למדרס, ותיתו לנצירס מחצוי של קיום. אוב לו ויטוב לו, ויום סולציו. Now, that's based upon the Gemara in Midah. אמר רוב, אישו איתם אלו גבי כלי חרס ותדבר, סום רב כאן למי 200 ממים משם חרס מחצוי איס, הוא על גבי סיר ושאפו דומה, בוא תסתם גם אלו אגב בוי ולמתווה איזו לילה. אמר רב כאן נדו יאוס את 200 ממים משם גיבוי איס, סיר תנאמה בויס, סיר תנאמה בויס. So the real cheating is that there is a difference. Even though an Isho is not supposed to stand on a log of wood, either in the mikveh, but there it's only a chathila. But the other day tefillah would be a good tefillah, you need rabot. Nachin came to stand on top of a clean, of a clean mattress, let's say, of a clean mattress. So then, even there the tefillah would be a good tefillah. And Rabbi only says, we shall be tamid al gabit lecheres, because if lecheres is not mitame migabe, if the cheres is only migabe tume miteiche, but migabe not. So there it's only chathile like on top of a log of wood. But the other is a good feeling. Mashein kei mikriyeitz, that is migabe tume, mei klimatres or mikriyeitz, that is migabe tume, migabe, so there even the other, it will not be a good feeling, because of zinus mechatzoris. That is it of the rabbi. So Mimele, the Orach Shulchan says, so just as we there is in Zeres Mechatzoyes, that if a woman stands on the top of the creates, even though she's developed in the Mea Mikveh that is Bikar, What Satan creates is the Caleb that enables her to be taken. So we may where there is examination. It feels Mahatoyes. Mechatoyes and being there with the Rabbanon. The tefillah is not a good tefillah. So the same way, if it was physically impossible for the woman to be tamer in that water because it was too shallow, and the only reason as to why it was possible, it became physically possible for her to be developed, is because as a result of setting up the Caleb, it was physically possible for her to immerse her whole body in that pile of water. So mainly, it's analogous to the case where a woman couldn't be taken unless she stood up on the table. Here she didn't have to stand up on the table, but that was the instrument whereby it was possible for her to immerse herself. In the case where she stands up on the table, so the table is the instrument that enables her to immerse herself in water. Here she didn't stand up on the table, but she set up Caleb. So the Melee, that raised the level of the water between the Caleb and the Melee, it was possible for her to stand on the Kark of the Melee. So what difference does it make whether as a result of setting up the Caleb, it is possible for her to stand on top of the Caleb, or as a result of setting up the Caleb here, so you raise the, so you pile up, you raise, you pile up water between the two Caleb, and the woman is able to stand between the two Caleb. So in effect, it's like standing on top of the Caleb Charas. So it involves the Gzeiras Mechatzos. This is how the Baruch HaShulchan explains this thing that Mechada says here. I will begin with this. V'apilu im yechilu yizkasi demayim, imin amayim amukim ataburo, ומיילון מנוזרס ופיבול בו, וחתחיל השם ופיבול יו. In other words, it has to have a substantial height, the water. Otherwise, there is a choshe, maybe she will not be able to immerse a whole book completely. מיו אם אין דרך, אם אין מיקווה אחרס, ואיף שלו יסקי, אך מצריך או משתתך על פנאו, מח מה שאין המים עמוקים, אם נשחס את גופו בידר הזה מפעם אחס, כדי לשום. But in such a case, there must be a woman who will make sure we'll be watching her. So, because if it is very low and but it's possible to immerse the whole body. So somebody must be standing and see, because she herself will not be able to notice whether it immerses her whole body or not. So the command should be told that we can stop it. Enough the mind should be low enough. But you don't be banished enough flow. So the case when you look in so the game where. But you know that the banished in you look in. So the case when you push enough flow. And so the lawyer may have in the kosher. Now that's also. That's a imperative base in the coils. So it's a niche. Pervades Mishne Gimel, Sofik Mayim Shum Mishne Tira Achonim, Sofik Nofu, Sofik Loi Nofu, Apur Nofu, Sofik 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 Nofu, is only the Rabbanon, certainly people will be sure, is only the Rabbanon, according to all the shame. So in the way we can be Tere, Leon, Beis Mikvoi Zerachodim, the Memsof, the Achodim, No, Fugim Rugi Mayim Shuri. We have a man. When the Bible is a man. No. So they can tell you that it's the same mission. Because you have a man in Israel. Ho you shnei em chus in the Zog, and of the Echon, and you do a raise a man, korech me shnei em posul, shei man in Israel. So even at the Rabbonon. So there has to be a reason as to why we should be tailoring one rather than the other. But when there is no reason as to why we should be tailoring one rather than the other, we cannot toss a coin and say, well, we'll be tailoring one because my choices. But if, let's say, if there is a reason, let's say, one is possible anyway, and the other one is not possible, and then Gimelukim fell into one of the two coins. So then there is a reason as to why we should be tailoring. That the Gimelukim fell into the mikveh that already was possible. Machine came in both consisted of mind changing. And then you were looking fell into one. So we cannot be tailored in one as against the other. Why should we tailor in one against the other? So then we have to toss a coin. We don't toss coins. And on the basis of tossing the coin to be tailored, that it fell into this one. So the mele, we have to be machmir, and that's a din in kolatei kule. Whenever there is a shayin in Rabbanon, so if there is a suffix, so you can be tailored in kule, so there must be a reason as to why it's worthwhile for us to be tailoring one rather than the other. But, in other words, if one mikveh heshul, the other mikveh does not heshul, you will move and fall into one of the two. So then there is a reason as to why you should be tailored. That it fell into the one that is that heshul, so it was possible anyway. But if both the arekams have water shein shul, so the mele will pass the ball. The chol mikveh shein yichin leikom ubo umotzik mole is kosher. It is a sofik mayim shul in mikveh. Now that is discussed. That's a disekte, and that's discussed by the rabbi. At that time we went over it very thoroughly. In other words, now there is a machlokes of the sheni as to whether kulei shol is kosher midraisa and only kosher midrabonon, or even kulei shol is only kosher midrabonon. Now, the sefer says, mikveh shein yichrei konvo matzi mole is kosher, which is a sofik mayim shuvu mikveh. So it can be tailored kulei. So we shall be according to the sheni, like the Rambam derim, that kulei shol is only kosher midrabonon, so we understand this by a kibbutz. But according to the Rishayim, who say that only Gimulugim Shul is possible in Rabbanon, but Kulishol, Gubishol, Kafalev Soshol is possible in Raise, why should we tell the Kulishol after all? Why should we say that it was filled up the Hashem? Maybe it was filled up not the Hashem? So the Rashi is that cut. And that mission, Peribay is Mishne Gimel, Sofik Mayim Shuvim. So we are tailoring the hope. So he says, V'hayim Tavima, Mishne Gimel, Peribay, V'hayim Tavim, Hoche Sofik Mayim Shuvim, Mikve Sheish Tavim Yisrael, Hayim Mishim Yishim the Rabbon, Kriyisa Bim Rubem, Shem Nichas Abayis, V'afil Kuri Shom the Rabbon. At first he says, Vetchim, Ki Mashim Yisefke, Diktone, Mikve Sheish Yichireikon, Ubo Motzim Morei, I kosher, mit dich ist es auf meinen Schuhen, ich kann mich ruhig schäden. Du mich ist auf meinen Schuhen, ich kann mich schäden. Und ich kann mich reinkommen, und ich kann mich in mich kosher. Und was ich schaue, ich mache mir den Reinkommen Name. Und ich habe den Grund, passt das alles. In mich reinkommen ist empty. So that means, there is a possibility that all the men saw, then we found them full. Men saw. So it's possible that all the men saw are shown. So, bishloim according to the shame that we follow the men saw are shown. Is kosher midraise, so he understands. He doesn't know whether it's show or not show. So he can tell the hockey that it was filled up the hach. But according to the shite that is kosher midraise, why can we take for granted? That is how. So, then he mentions another ayah that I'm going to come with Zochim Gam Mashi Lim Yechayim, the Karatatim of the Hoga Har, the Hadjo Machin's Meres, was in Kurishovu, Shmavim Midraise Meres, a Chodzim. So then he says, no, that we could say that Kuli Shol is possible to rise. So then he asks, but that's the second line from the end of the line, but he did mikve shenich erenko, if Kuli Shol is possible to rise, so how is it that the disciple says mikve shenich erenko? Was it? And now he comes the next day, he sees, it's a full mikveh with men, so he doesn't know how it was filled up. Maybe a person just dumped water from kettles into the mikveh. So why do we say that is kosher? We done it now. The whole time, the mikveh, the whole time, the whole time, the whole time, the whole time, In other words, what the Pshat will accept is this. Mikveh she'inicha reicha. That's it. Somebody will come into the mikveh and tun. Will come one day, they'll see it's completely empty. Then he'll leave the mikveh. Then he'll come an hour later, he'll see a full mikveh. So he's allowed to be tabled. Why? Because since the mikveh is controlled, it's in the possession of Jews and its control, so we can assume that the one who filled it up did it in accordance with Halacha. So it's not because it is something not in Halacha. The deceptive is reference to this kind of situation, like here in Chicago. So if the person will come into the mikveh one, let's say at 6 o'clock, and they'll see that it's completely empty, then they'll leave the mikveh, then they'll come in again at 7 o'clock, you see it's a full mikveh. So he doesn't have to be chesed. Maybe someone from the street, a goy from the street, came in and he dumped kettles of water into the mikveh and filled it up. He cannot take it for granted. The mikveh is under control, it's under supervision. So the melee, everything was done properly. So this is what is happening. Now, the teda, iktone seife, tzine ram kaleach le mikveh v'machteshes v'isun of tzine, machteshes is a mortar, it's a certain kind of a tub, of a kele, sofik na tzine le mikveh, sofik na achteshes le mikveh posel, v'nishas psu mechiyach, v'in yeish be, rei mikveh kosher, v'nishese sofik v'ayim shuvi, le mikveh, klema, sha psu mechiyach, she yeish lisle is bozeh, moi bozeh, v'cheskes amikvoi is kshere is, v'shayach ochem, avol, Now, it's not clear, but it's reasonable that what the Ramon means is he's referring, he's alluding to what he says, in Siv Gimel. Because in Siman Rishal of Siv Gimel, the Mechaber says, Abonim so, she omru tzorich sholinu shurim, sholinu shurim tzorim. Now, so the Mechaber shiki is that he will clearly show is kosher with the ice. It's only possible Rabbah. But then the Rabbah says, the Sibimu, call an Yishum in Possum Atere, who is faithfully in the Chumre, Avon in the Mikre Kosher, the Abu Yishum, Eir on the Rabbanon, who is faithfully Kule, so the Rabbah passes that if Kule shows, so then it's possible with the ice. So in other words, this is what he means. Because this deed that is mentioned in Siv Samachtes, which is a deceptive equate, so it can be explained to us. If we say that the show is Kulin show is only possible Rabbanon, then we can explain it on the basis of the concept that we are Tehillot. But if we say like the Rishayim that Kulin show is possible the answer, then we couldn't explain this deceptive on the basis of the principle that we are Tehillot. Because here it's not the Shayim and Rabbanon, it's Shayim and Raisa. How was it filled up? Was it filled up through Shubi? Or was it filled up by manipulating that rainwater should come in? So Mimele, this is what the Rabbah says, I will use this. So what did I, the Rabbah, right there, that couldn't show is possible to rise it. So Mimele, it has to be explained on the basis of Cheskes Kashkes. Now it's Mikveh Shemich Reka. But the Mikveh is not in a state of chaos. The mikveh is controlled by Jews. So the male who goes what's in Mole, he doesn't know who filled it up, but since he knows that the mikveh is under control, so the male he can assume, even in the derisive, that it was not proper. Tzina should call you up a mikveh, but that's just Mr. Mitzine. So if it's not Tzina, that's the other problem he said. So if it's not a mikveh, so if it's not a mikveh, how is it possible? If it's not a mikveh, Now the Rash deduced from, at first the Rash said, from the price in the deceptive, that Mikvah Yichreikum was a Mori Kosher, it appears that Kuli Shaul is kosher. Then he says, no, it's not right. Kuli Shaul is possibly right, not kosher right. But why we say Mikvah Yichreikum, who go what's in Mori, is kosher? So it's not on the basis of him in the Hoki on the Rabbanon, but the deceptive has reference to a case where the Mikvah is under control. So Mele, even though at first he saw it Reikon, now he sees it full, and he doesn't know how it was filled up, since it's under control, it's controlled by Jews. So the Mele, he can rely on them, those who control the Mikveh, that they probably did it in accordance with the Mikveh. Then he mentions Rai, but actually it involves in the Rai. The Rai that it involves in the Rai, because the same thing, the same price of the Sefte, the same of the same price, says, Sina Shekaliyahu Mikveh, Vamachteshes Musun of Mitzideh, Sofit Matzmo Mikveh, Sofit Machtesh Mikveh, Hari is a possible. Mikveh, Shapsu Mikriach, Vilyesh Mikveh, Hu Bimayim, Miskshayri. So, Mikveh, if we are going to say that Kulin Shaul is also Kosher Midrashe and only in the Rabbanon is possible, why does this Sefte make a distinction between the case of Rubi Mayim Sheri and not Rubi Mayim Sheri? In the case where we know that Chofalot Sof is Mitshonim, and the question is about the other Yoter Sof. How did they come in? Did they come in from the Machteshes? Or did they come in from the Tzineir? So then it's Kosher. It can be taken off. Why? Because it's the Rabbanon. So why does it have to say only if Chofalot Sof Mitshonim is there, but if Chofalot Sof is not there, then we cannot be Taylor Hockey. But Moshiach, we should be Taylor Hockey either way. We should be Taylor Hockey either way. So that's the Raya that the Rash mentions, that Kulin Shaul, Rubin Shaul is possibly the Rais. So anyway, in other words, here there are two alternate possibilities. One possibility is that since there is a machteshes adjacent to the mikveh, that the water into the mikveh came through the machteshes, so that is possible. There is another possibility, since there is a tzineh that leads water to the mikveh, rain water to the mikveh, so it's possible that water in the mikveh came through the tzineh, so then it's kosher. So in the case where Chofalot Sof Mitshonim has not been established in the mikveh, so then we cannot be there alone. But in the case where Chofalot Sof Mitshonim has been established in the mikveh, and the shaila is how did the other Yoter Sof come to the mikveh, so then we are there alone. So that's the raya, that in the case where Chofalot Sof Mitshonim has been established in the mikveh, so then it is kosher midrashim. But where it's not established, so then it's kosher midrashim. How about the Rishonim like the Rambam? Like the Rambam and the Rili, who say that even if all the Nemsov are surely, it's still kosher midrashim. So why does the Dissefte distinguish between the case where Chofalot Sof Mitshonim has not been established, and the case where Chofalot Sof Mitshonim has been established? So at that time, when we learn Mishnayos, I think I said that we have to say that even the Rishonim who say that Kulin Shaul and Rubin Shaul is also kosher midrashe, but there is still a difference between the mikveh that is Kulin Shaul and the mikveh that is almost completely Mitshonim.